What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
All right, we're back. It's another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As usual, I am J.Dot Flan. And across from me is my, let's see if I got any new adjectives. This episode, lovely, exuberant, talented.
Okay.
All right, we'll stop there.
Wow.
My lovely, exuberant, and talented wife, Hamps.
I'm eating some frozen yogurt.
No, okay. You look confused that I called you my wife or something.
No, I was confused that sound that came out.
Yeah, women and their sounds. Right, anyway, this is the What Is TWS podcast episode, whatever. Who knows where we are? If you can't tell already, we're still missing Rich for the time being. I think he will be back for the Thursday episode.
Okay.
Finally recovered from. Just some lemony Snickers. Yeah, a series of unfortunate events. But I think his illness has passed. Or, you know, he's at least recovered to the point where he can carry a conversation without being out of breath.
That's good. Glad he's doing better.
Yes.
I need to get his butt back here.
He's doing better. He does, man. Because this is going to be another episode of Pure Chaos. I have no plan or... outline or anything. That was really Rich's department. I've tried to do it in his, you know, in his stead. Did I use that term appropriately?
I don't know. I don't think you did.
Anyway, I tried to do it in his absence, especially since my wife is a stickler for
structure
and form. But this episode was I just ran out of gas. They made me run today, man. They made me do...
We ran. It was Sunday rundown.
I haven't been out to run in a long time. We did
Sunday rundown.
Like, my watch said I did 5 miles.
Your watch lied to
you. I'm going to go with the 5.
We did 4.5.
My watch said 5. So, I'm rounding up. I'm going with the 5. So, we did like 5 miles today. I'm still here. I'm alive. But...
You're going to hurt in the morning.
I ain't happy about it.
You ain't going to hurt in the morning.
All right. Since people want
to... I'm going to hurt in the morning.
They throw shade early. Let's pay some bills.
I'm just saying.
TTCharities.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, TTCharities.org. Taking care of the people. Please, people. I know right now he's doing, they're doing like, you know, you donating to them. They're going to give you something. But I know he's giving away like tickets to the African-American Smithsonian Museum. Yeah, so if you donate a certain dollar amount, they have to. I don't know if he has any left. So don't quote me as of this date. But I know... The last sort of project I saw them running was, you know, when you donate a certain dollar amount to them, they would they had tickets to give.
And we should have done that.
To that. I mean, we don't know when we're going to be back in town. I think they got, like, dates. And...
Anyway, just
TTCharities.org. Take care of your people. Flint, Michigan, still an ongoing issue. Still got a lot to do. And I know TT Charities is right there on... this is like the worst promo ever.
Donate in the front lines.
Front lines, there you go. Donate time, money, books, clothes, whatever. If it's nothing but a repost or retweet, spreading the word helps. TTCharities.org. Be your brother's keeper. All right. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get all of your natural hair extensions, extension needs taken care of with the benefit of free shipping and no tax on all orders. So that's CelebrityHairCorp.com. Let them make you look like the star that you are.
All right.
And then a special, super special shout out to Rena's Cakeys this episode.
Because
I got surprised with just like random surprise Cakeys. Like, Tammy just hit me. Well, Hamps, as you all know her. Hamps just hit me and was like, Rena's gonna drop off some cakeys tomorrow. Like, word. So we just got like surprise cakeys.
Surprise cakeys.
had all the flavors this time. Yes, so I got to try out the almond. Somebody snatched the coffee drink. Somebody's just been eating them up. And
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who's doing it.
You don't know? Oh, okay.
I don't know who's doing it.
I did get the lime one. I snatched those early.
Yeah, you did.
I might have tried an orange.
You tried the almond.
I tried the almond, though. I did get at least one new flavor in. But they're all good. Rena's Cakeys.
They're all delicious.
They are the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing on it and the flavors are awesome. If you're in the Austin area, I don't know, does she like ship outside? We can find out.
Because I do have a girlfriend back in Maryland who was saying, I got to use some cookies.
So, if you're in the Austin area, or we'll find out if we can go beyond that. But renascakeys.com, get your cakeys, pies, macaroons, all sorts of crazy birthday cakes, wedding cakes. Check her out. Renascakeys.com. That's R-I-N-A-S Cakeys.
Go to the website.
.com. Whew. Made it through. I'm telling y'all, but we kind of blow up your waiting a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you want to be a guest on the show, now is the time. Like, if you're here in Austin and you just want to stop by, you never know. We might have some award-winning chili on deck.
Mm-hmm.
We might have random cakeys on deck.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. You know, it's worth it. It's worth just popping up. Nah, don't pop up.
I mean, give us like 15, 20 minutes notice.
Let's see.
30 minutes.
Give me some notice. But yeah. You know, we take care of our guests. I try to. Is that a shadow or you got a stain on your shirt?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, it's a shadow.
I already had a bug on me today.
Get over it.
I'm not getting over it.
Get over it.
Thaddeus said he saw it and it was just like chilling on my face.
I didn't even
feel it.
Laying eggs or something.
He was laying eggs. Thaddeus was like, oh, I thought it was just something that at least put on your face. So he's going to let it stay there?
Apparently so. In the background, what you're hearing is another beat from Deuce Man Productions, my brother-in-law, talented brother.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out on SoundCloud, Deuce Man Productions. I think he's also on Facebook. But he's been providing the beats for the show for at least a month or so now.
Probably longer than that.
I'm losing track of time. Like, my life is just...
What?
I don't know. It's a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind of excitement and adventure. Like, what more could a man ask for than just...
Don't try to flip it. You sounded depressed for a second.
How could I be depressed with it? So, take the empty can.
Damn it. I'm so thirsty now. Hand me that iced tea.
What you get? No, it's my iced tea.
You gonna let me be thirsty?
You be taking man-sized gulps of stuff. Like, if I try to give you some iced tea, I'm going to get, a swallow left in the can when you hand it back.
Well, just give it to me with the expectation that you're not going to get it back.
But what if I'm thirsty? I got this stuff because I was thirsty. And now I got to see how this the husband that I am. I'm sacrificing my thirst.
Because
you
want to
come in here and eat an entire pint of or half gallon of frozen yogurt. And then mad because you're thirsty. See that man-sized sip you took there, dog?
But I didn't leave you with a little tiny bit.
Yeah, it's a little tiny bit.
For the record, I did not eat a half gallon of frozen yogurt. It was a little tiny bit left in the picture, whatever this thing is called, to cut the carton. And I finished it off.
After you had eaten the rest?
What do you mean after I eaten the rest?
All right, I'm not going. That's wrong of me as a husband.
To judge my frozen yogurt consumption?
Outing my wife for her frozen yogurt habits.
Let's get frozen yogurt, number one. It's not even ice cream.
See. That doesn't mean you can eat a half gallon of it, though.
I didn't eat the whole half gallon in one night.
Who else ate it?
In one night?
I didn't say one night. I just said you ate it.
Right. This was from me.
Obviously.
You're not eating no frozen yogurt.
Nobody else got that. I have cookies and cream. That's what I do. I live for cookies and cream. You ain't offering me now. Anyway.
When do I have to offer things that are in the house?
Anyways. I think we're going to spend the majority of this podcast discussing the life and times of another important come on, help me with the words, baby. You're not helping me with the word. Another important
character.
in our relationship. This being one, what is his? I don't want to call him his character's name.
His name is Nelson Ellis.
God damn it.
What?
I'd be wanting to, I wanted to do this as like a celebration, you know, of what we know, what we knew of him. But then I look at his name, you're like Nelson Ellis. Like, why they just couldn't spell it?
Like Nelson. N-E-L-S-O-N.
Why he just had, because I'm going to say this is him. Because I don't know if that's his, you know, you get to pick a stage name. He might have given himself that. Why he just couldn't be Nelson? Why people have to just, yeah, his birth name is Nelson. That's all him.
N-E-L-S-O-N?
Yes, his birth name is N-E-L-S-O-N. He changed it to S-A-N just to be
different.
I don't like different for the sake of different. It's not my thing. But anyway, dope actor. I think we fell in love with Nelson as Lafayette. I think that's what he'll be remembered
as. That's his most popular character. Everybody knows him as Lafayette.
Yeah, we were true blood fans. Right. And we watched that series from the beginning to the very end faithfully. And I believe Lafayette was probably one of everybody's favorite characters on that show.
I think he almost made the show. Yeah. I mean, in a few ways. I mean,
even that whole season that was like the majority about him. He was going through like being a witch or something.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know. Yeah, he was learning about himself, and he had the boyfriend that was Hispanic, and they were into the wizardry, or I don't even know.
Sorcery.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good show, and a lot of it was because of Lafayette. I mean, we had to watch it every week. I mean, I think we watched it too because of Eric Northman.
You watched it because of Eric Northman.
Eric Northman was a badass. You liked Eric Northman.
He's on your list. Don't be telling nobody I watched True Blood because of Eric Northman. That's suspect. That don't sound right.
I'm just saying.
I watched it for Sookie. And what the other girl name is?
Tara, his cousin. Yeah. They were cousins.
But Sookie, you was going to get at least one nip slip every episode from Sookie. You
know? Wait.
Might as well. What?
Is this the reason why you watched True Blood? Because of the sex scenes?
Of course not. I can't stand sex on TV.
Really?
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
Mm-mm.
But where are those good old family values on which we used to rely?
It's too late. It has come out that you were watching True Blood because of the nip slips.
Nobody's going to sit through an hour of vampire-related drama for a random nip slip. So I obviously enjoyed the show.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you was going to get at least one nip slip from Sookie per episode. You was going, unless she just wasn't in the episode.
Which was hardly ever.
Sookie Stackhouse. I'm still mad that Jason Stackhouse is not American. Anyway.
It's a whole different thing.
But yeah, Nelson Ellis. What did you were telling me? He died of like a heart failure or heart disorder.
Heart failure. It said the website that I saw said complications from heart failure.
Wow, at 39.
At 39 years old, which is pretty. Unless he had heart problems to begin with, something like that just sounds so unrealistic or unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I mean, I know it's possible. People have heart attacks at any age. But it's
so how do you feel about the fact that he is going to probably be remembered? I mean, even when I looked at it online, like the headline is Lafayette died.
Right.
Like you didn't. I found very few headlines that said Nelson Ellis died. It was Lafayette. And he's been in a shit ton of stuff. So how do you feel about the fact that Lafayette is going to be probably the way he's remembered as an actor?
I mean, he's going to be remembered as Lafayette. Nobody knows that he was in The Soloist with Robert Downey Jr.
I mean, once I read it, I remember, oh, yeah, that was him.
I remember. I think that was the next thing I remembered about him.
He was in Get On Up. I didn't see that, though.
You didn't see Get On Up?
I didn't see Get On Up.
I remember him being in that. I just don't remember what character he played. I can't remember.
I remember him in The Express. I think he played Ernie Davis's brother.
I didn't see that. I didn't see The Express.
What else?
He wasn't pigeonholed into that character, obviously, because Lafayette was such a colorful character. So he definitely wasn't pigeonholed into something like that. I think I'm okay with him being remembered as Lafayette. That was his
signature role.
Yeah, that was his signature role. He did a very good job. And then he turns around and plays a character like, what's his name? David Carter on The Soloist. He was in The Help as well with Viola Davis. So, you know, I think True Blood kind of put him on the map more because he definitely acted before that.
Yeah.
He was in The Butler. Lee Daniels, The Butler. I don't remember that.
He played Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't see The Butler either. Oh.
I remember seeing the movie. I just don't remember him. I guess maybe it was a small role because it wasn't about Martin Luther King. It was about...
The Butler.
The Butler, right.
Who butles.
But I am going to miss Lafayette. I mean, I miss that show. I miss that character. You know, but actors have to move on and do other things.
It's just sad to hear about somebody dying at 39.
39. That's pretty scary because we're 3 years away from that age.
Stop. Then why you... Don't nobody need to know how old I am, man.
Are you sensitive about your age?
I'm old. I just like people to know I'm old. That's it. They don't need to be specific.
You're not old.
I am old.
Why do you keep thinking that you're old?
Because I went and ran.
We need to discuss this.
I ran today, and then I'm walking around. We got a millennial in the house. And I'm walking around here with this millennial, and all the entire time walking around the house, after we came back from the run, all you can hear is crack, pop, pop, snap, crack, 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 pop.
I didn't hear that.
Just all kinds of things. Ankles popping, knees popping.
I didn't hear that.
My hip popped at one point.
I didn't hear that.
Are you trying to say it didn't happen?
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying it's not as loud as you thought it was, number one. And it's something that you can probably work on. Just you need to stretch.
Just stretch. Why you can't let me be old?
Because you're not old.
I am old. I've lived a long life.
Really?
Yes.
You sound pretty sad.
I'm old. I'm not sad. I'm just old.
You're not old.
And when you're old, you sound sad.
No. Need to start running some races again and getting some energy back.
That added to my age.
Running the races?
Yeah, because now things crack and pop.
Well, it's because you never properly stretched.
I'm never going to. So you see, you just have to accept me for who I am. I'm an old man who refuses to listen to you, no matter what you have to say.
Well, then I don't want to hear you complaining.
I'm an old man who refuses to listen to you, no matter what you tell me not to complain, and I'm gonna do that too. You can't stop. I'm grown. I'm old.
I don't want to hear you complaining.
Well, don't
about
listen.
Things.
Don't listen. Then I ain't gonna stop. You can't stop me. You understand? You haven't figured this out yet.
No, I'm going to stop you.
No, you're not. We're 4 years in. We're almost 4 years in. Man, that's around the corner.
What are we going to do for our anniversary?
Don't ask me that on the show.
Why not?
Because I ain't got no plans. Now everybody got to know. I don't know. I can't. Time is flying by. It's hard for me to keep track of the days. I just know it's coming. And I'm trying to make sure it doesn't sneak up on me, but it sounded like it might.
We got 2 months to go.
2 months. 2 months.
I think for the 5th year anniversary, we should go on a trip.
Yeah. I'm not against it. I want to do the treehouse then.
Yes, we're going to do the treehouse.
I really want to do
the Dominican treehouse. Yeah. Dominican treehouse village or something it's called.
I don't know what it's called. I just want to do it.
Yes, we're going to do it.
Yes, we're going to do it.
Yes.
All right,
stop making fun of me.
Nelson Ellis, big part of our relationship. Because So when we started watching True Blood, we both were still living in Maryland, right?
Yes.
All right, and then you moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would still watch it, but like watch it. We would literally watch it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then that got kind of frustrating because, like, the timing would always be slightly off.
A little
off.
Bit off. So
either I'd be seeing something before you saw it, or you seeing something before I saw
it. Like, it would be, like, 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even be that long, but it still was a little
so this is the second
annoying.
This is the second, like, actor from a series that was a major part of
our relationship.
Our courtship. Mm-hmm. To die, like, recently. First it was Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
And now we done lost Lafayette.
Yes. It's sad. It's really
it's
sad.
It's very sad. And that's more of a sign that we're old. When the people,
it's not. It's not.
When
we're
the
not
people
old.
In the shows that were a part of major parts of your life start dying. Tammy.
They're dying young.
That's just, well, Bill Paxton was like 60.
He was 60. To me, that's not old. That's not old. That's not.
We're old.
If someone who's 60 years old passes away, I'm going to be like, why does someone who's 60 years old pass away? You have to be 80 years old before I say, okay, maybe it was, you know, maybe it was your turn to die. But even an 80-year-old, I don't think you have to die at 80. There are plenty of healthy people who can live a nice long life until well into their 90s.
I'm with David Alan Greer on the Carmichael Show. Like, they say life is too short. Life is too long. It's too long.
It's not too long. Life is short. How did we turn 35?
It's just
do you remember when that happened?
Because once you pass, what, 21? Nah, I say 20. 25, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
It just starts happening. Like, you don't even want to age another year.
But it happens.
I think up until then, you're, like, looking forward to your birthday because there's something that comes along with getting a little bit older. And then at a certain point, you're like, no, I don't want to get any older. Why? I got to keep getting older. Like,
you stop faster. Being the youngest person in the job.
Yeah, you stop being the youngest person in the job. And that's that. So that's what brings up a point. And hopefully we get to have this discussion with that while he's here.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about it just the other day, like that transition from being the youngest person at your job, being a young person full of potential,
mm-hmm.
and how quickly it goes from being full of potential to being unrealized potential.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like at 19, at 20, maybe 22, you know, people see all of the things you could be when you walk into a room, you know. When you start talking to people, when you start having conversations, you get jobs, you get opportunities because people can see in you what you could possibly be one day. And then real quick, I don't know if it's like at 30 or a little bit before 30.
It's something that happens. Like,
real
I guess,
quick, people start looking at you and seeing all the things you haven't done,
mm-hmm.
when you walk into a room.
I mean, I think it changes probably after the college years. You know, you're 18, you graduate high school, 18 to 22, you're an undergrad, 22 to 24, you're graduate school, maybe 25, maybe need an extra year to get on through graduate school. So I think around 25, you know, you're supposed to be done with whatever education path you're following, and you're supposed to be in that job, and, you know, and you're supposed to be doing something. And then after, when you hit 25 and that's not happening, then people are like, oh, what you doing with yourself? Nothing? All right, I guess.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
You got a plan? What's your plan?
You know, when me and 1-3 first met, I don't even remember how old we were, but I was I want to say I was like 24, 25.
When you first met him?
When I first met Reg. And then, you know, and then back then, like, and even back then, probably 24, 25 was old to be a rapper, but
mm-hmm.
you know, that was the big dream. It was the music. You know, I remember us sitting there like Chick-fil-A, like having discussions about, man, you know, what you gonna do when we can't do this anymore? We're so famous, we can't sit in a Chick-fil-A. Like, these are discussions, these are real, like, things we thought were gonna happen. And then, I mean, that's not that long ago, but already it seems like we're way too far gone to ever, you know, go back there. Like, 35, nah. Can't be a rapper at 35. Can't be a new rapper at 35. Like, Jay-Z could rap at 35.
But he ain't new.
You can't be just starting. You just can't be just breaking out at 35.
Mm-mm.
But you want to tell me 35 is young. There's certain doors that are way closed for me right now. Like,
but 35 is definitely not old.
That's old.
It's still plenty of time to have children. It's still plenty of time to...
And I mean, that door is closing.
It's closing, yes. It's
closed. That door is closing. There are a lot of... I don't think, you know, as a kid, as a 20-year-old, as a 20-something, I don't think you realize, like, how fast it's going to happen. Like, how fast you're going to go from, like I said, potential to
wasted. You ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing that. Or you've missed out. Or you didn't do things that you should have done when you should have done them. And now it's a struggle. Now it's a, you know.
Now it's a hardship.
I mean, you know, for us now, you know, trying to do the European travel and all that stuff is going to be...
We got 20 years before we can do any of that.
Yeah, we
got
to move mountains to try to do things like that.
Yeah, we got to raise this baby first. Get her off to college.
These babies, and you're trying to talk about more of them.
Well, she got to have a brother or a sister. So
they're going to have like robot brothers and robot siblings. Like by the time I get the feeling like a new kid sister is coming out like next week. And it's going to be...
No.
It's going to be like a less scary Chucky doll. Like it's going to move around.
Like iRobot?
It's coming.
No.
It's coming. Maybe not next week. It's coming. We can buy her a little sister in a little while. Don't worry about it.
That's all right. I'll just bring home a kid from the foster homes or something.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring home something, too. I'll bring home a second wife. How you going to feel about that?
As long as she's doing some dishes.
All right. Y'all heard it here first, right? So when she tried to file that divorce, I'm like, no, she said... On the show, as long as she's doing dishes.
She got to be doing dishes. She got to be doing some laundry. And she got to be making sure that vacuum cleaner runs. And cooking some dinners. You going to make fun of me?
Because you're...
You going to sit there and say you want a second wife. And then you going to make fun of me at the same time?
You going to talk about just bring... Do you know random kids is like a black man's worst nightmare? You can't even talk about no...
I've always told you that I want to adopt a child.
But you don't talk about... I'm just going to bring home a kid. Random pop up kids.
If you don't want to conceive a child, worst nightmare. Then we're going to have one via fostering.
So you're going to rope me into a child, what you're trying to say?
There's got to be another child in this house. And you know that's
true.
This
is why you need prenups, people.
What's the prenup going to do?
So you can agree on some of this stuff beforehand. Like, no, I ain't doing that. And if you try to do it, then there's like some sort of penalty or something.
It's a penalty?
I don't know.
A penalty for...
I don't know. See, these are old problems.
For like, children who need a home?
Could you imagine this conversation, having this conversation with somebody at 25?
No.
Did you know that you were just 10 years away? Could you imagine having this Could you imagine having this conversation with somebody at 30?
Yeah, because I was with you at 30.
But this conversation about we got a kid and when to have the second kid and is it... I don't know. It happens too fast.
So at 35 years old, having this conversation is too fast?
No. I didn't expect to be at 35. It doesn't feel like 35 years has passed. And now here I am. I'm 35 years old. Stuff hurts. Things are popping. My metabolism ain't what it used to be. I got a daughter. You know, it was, you know, less than 10 years ago, I remember just waking up one morning and be like, you know, I don't want to work there no more. Making that phone call.
Never did that.
You never done that?
No, I never did that. I kept my jobs.
I quit jobs. I quit. I mean, not all of them, but I quit.
Mm-mm.
If I was, there was a point in time where I knew, like, I had a skill, I had a talent, I had a, you know, and I had a clearance. So I don't have to work for you.
No, I kept
if
my job.
If I don't like your job, I work someplace else.
My first job like I had tomorrow. At 18, and I worked that for a year. And then next job I worked for 2 years. Next job after that, I worked for 3 years. Then there was that 6-month stint, but that wasn't a good fit. Then the job after that I had for 8.5 years. And now here I am.
Man, I was at work just last week and my two bosses got up to have a meeting. And I don't know, somewhere in my head it was like, it's about me. And I took I unclipped my badges from my hip and put them on my desk because I was completely ready to, like, the moment somebody said something to me, be like, here you go.
There's my badge.
All right, there's my badge. I'm all packed.
So you just think that any day you're going to get fired?
I'm just so ready. And then it dawns on me, like, you know, the responsibilities that we have and the things, you know, going on that I can't afford to do that. But I'm so, like, I don't know. I'm so unhappy at that place that I'm like anything could set me off. And I have to, like, calm myself down from time to time. Like, you can't do that.
They don't listen to this podcast, do they?
I doubt it.
No. They probably don't even know it exists.
No.
Okay.
I don't promote that side of me at work.
No.
It's a different dude.
No, you don't need to.
It's a different dude. I don't know. I'm old, Tim.
You're not old.
Why you just can't give me that?
I'm not giving it to you because I don't feel old. I don't feel old at all. I still want to run races and I still want to have another kid, at least one more kid, and I still want to travel and I still want to do things and I want you to do it with me. You talking about you old?
No. I want to watch football.
I want to watch football too. We can travel to different stadiums.
I'm trying to figure what else I want to do other than watch football. I want to watch football.
Football season is fastly approaching. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm not excited. You know what's bothering me is the whole Kirk Cousins situation.
I don't think I really care that much.
I mean, I'm a Redskins fan almost before I'm a football fan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I really need this situation to be resolved.
So what's happening again?
We're negotiating contract. We still don't have Kirk Cousins.
So he's still not locked down for the season?
No. If he plays this year, right now, he'd be playing under the franchise tag. And I think he'd be making somewhere close to $30 million.
Jeez.
So.
That's pretty bad.
And so, yeah. And then if we franchise him this year, I think, you know, the price goes up again next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reaching the point where the price is so high, you know, of course they're not willing to pay it. But it's their fault the price is this high.
Right.
So just pay him now before you end up next year having to pay him even more. Like,
even
where do
more.
You think you're going to get another quarterback from?
That's a good question.
Where's the next Kirk Cousins going to come from? Whether you think he's great or not, you only have to pay him this face of the franchise money because you fucked up these negotiations for the last three seasons. So face your mistake, take the quarterback you have, pay the man the money that you've made him worth. They made him worth this much money. You made him worth this much money. Pay him so we have our guy. Because I don't know where you think you're gonna find another Kirk Cousins from anytime soon. I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is worth this much money, but he's only worth this much money because of mistakes you made, and you can't find somebody else. What you gonna do? You gonna do bring in Kaepernick?
Hey, he still needs a job.
Still needs a job.
Poor guy.
I don't know how you gonna kneel during the anthem in D.C. like that.
Oh no, that ain't happening.
That ain't gonna work for you, bro.
That ain't happening.
I support you, but.
That's probably going to be a stipulation that if he does get picked up by anybody, that they're going to say, look, I'm going to need you to drop all this drama, and I need you to just stand up during the national anthem.
It wasn't drama, though. His coach in San Francisco came out and said it was never a distraction. He was never that kind of guy. Like, it happened. I think he addressed it with his teammates once and then never brought it up ever again.
So why did he lose his job? I mean, he wasn't doing
that.
You
know why he lost his job.
I mean, he wasn't doing that great. Over there,
he's doing better than Johnny Man. The two I will continuously bring up that have jobs right now, Johnny Manziel.
He has a job.
Yes, he has a job. I think Johnny Manziel, he might be in. He's in New Orleans. He's a Saint.
Oh no, he's behind Drew Brees.
And then what's the other one? Sanchez. Sanchez still got a job.
Mark Sanchez. Sanchez.
Okay. So you tell me Kaepernick isn't. Or hasn't done better than those two guys. I don't know, yeah.
Well,
the arguments don't make sense.
I'm just done.
You're just done.
I'm just done.
You're just flabbergasted.
That's
another way I know we old.
Why?
We have lived through guys' entire careers. Do you realize we watched Kobe be drafted and play his entire career, win 5 championships, and then retire. We watched the whole thing. His entire career. Kevin Garnett, the whole thing. Paul Pierce, the whole thing.
You watched Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett get drafted?
Yes. Ray Allen, we watched the whole thing. We at the point where people who we saw get drafted and retire are now playing in the big three. Like, they found another way to play basketball again. Like, we
are. Oh,
Allen Iverson.
Well, Allen Iverson, he stopped playing basketball early.
We are so old that a guy whose music and image we grew up with as one of, you know, like, America was against this dude. Not just, you know.
What dude? Not just your mom.
I'm talking about Ice. Ice Cube is now like a family friendly.
He is a family friendly.
Nice guy. He was on Sesame Street. Ice Cube. Natural Born Killers.
He was scary.
America's most.
He was scary.
We've watched a person transition that much. From having your CDs burnt and broken in the streets because you was going to be the end of everything good in this country to being on Sesame Street.
Being on Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Making movies called Are We There Yet?
That is how much has happened in our lifetime. We've gone from no cell phones.
To cell phones
that's all screen. Just they don't even have no buttons. We ain't even had cell phones at first. Now the cell phones don't got buttons. We done gone all the way from buttons to no buttons to no cell phones. Cell phones with no screens. Cell phones with screens and buttons.
The cell phones that don't flip no more.
They don't flip.
I don't know.
We old thing. I'm trying to tell you.
You can break somebody's phone by just.
Hold on. Here we go. Teddy Ruxpin has come out twice. We on the second generation. Teddy Ruxpin in our lifetime.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, stuff that we grew up with is coming back.
My little pony came back.
Now everybody want to play old NES games.
Nintendo, yep.
Our childhood is coming back.
It's coming back. That doesn't mean that we're old.
That means we're old. I'm just trying to tell you.
That just means that they're run out of ideas and they need.
We've seen Dirty Dancing be remade. We've seen Point Break be remade.
Now Flatliners
is being remade. How many Supermen have we seen in our life? Christopher Reeve.
I don't know the other ones.
And that is, has it been two? No. What was the fat boy from Stand By Me? Dean Cain was Superman. I don't know this other dude's name.
Henry Cavett or something like that.
How many Batman have we seen?
Oh.
So can we count Adam West as in our lifetime? Or was that before our
time? He wasn't in our lifetime, but we knew about him.
We knew of Adam West. Then we had Michael Keaton. And we had Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had George Clooney. Then we had...
Oh, how many...
Did he go from George Clooney to Christian Bale?
Who did Arnold Schwarzenegger fight? Was that George Clooney?
That was George Clooney.
Then Christian Bale, then I think it went George Clooney, Christian Bale.
And now we got Ben Affleck.
And he's not doing a bad job.
He sucks.
He doesn't suck.
Ever since Michael Keaton, they have not been any. Val Kilmer was all right, but they haven't been any good Batman.
Well, I don't think I like Val Kilmer that much. As Batman. He only did one.
I'm trying to tell you, we old, Tim.
He only did one. Yeah.
Look at the shit that's transpired in our lifetime. Two Bush presidents.
Yes, two Bush presidents. Yeah, that was it for the Batman. Yeah, Ben Affleck, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, Adam West, George Clooney.
We had three Jokers.
Three Jokers. There was Danny DeVito.
Oh, Danny DeVito played the Penguin.
Oh.
There was
Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson.
Heath Ledger. And now Jared Leto. Leto?
I don't know who this guy is.
Leto is his name. Jared Leto.
Wait a minute. Who?
The one who was in Suicide Squad.
That was his name? That's him?
That's Leto, yeah.
Oh, I don't know where I was with that one.
All right. All right, all right, all right.
I'm getting sleepy.
All right, well, I think that...
it's like, who are you talking about?
That's the sign. That's the sign right there. We made it a good 40 minutes. I thank y'all, if you did, hang in there with us through all the randomness.
This is a pretty random episode.
It's very random. But hopefully this will be...
I was in here eating frozen yogurt.
Hopefully this will be the last of its kind. She was in here eating frozen yogurt and drinking all my brisk iced tea.
There wouldn't be brisk iced tea in here if I ain't go to the store and buy it. You wouldn't think about brisk iced tea.
Hold on. You wouldn't have gone to the store and bought it if I hadn't stepped outside and said, we need to make some changes. We're not looking good.
I don't like how we look as a unit.
I don't like how we look as a unit on this 4th of July. Our setup is not right. Let's target. We got to go now.
Everybody in the car. That's true. All
right. But yeah, really looking forward to Rich coming back. Hopefully that'll be the next episode. So next episode will have a lot more structure to it. Be back to our normal format. Maybe get some rants in there and do all that fun stuff.
You probably got plenty of rants, don't you?
I really don't. Other than this cough, I want to rant about having a cough for like 2 weeks.
I want to rant about you not going to a doctor for 2 weeks. You probably got bronchitis. You don't even know it.
I just ran 5 miles today. Ain't got no bronchitis. I'm good.
Whatever.
Anyway, people, it's a lot of darkness out there. Instead of pointing fingers at the darkness and giving more limelight to the darkness, that doesn't make sense. It's a lot of darkness out there. Let's not focus on the darkness. Point fingers at the darkness. Just be the light. And until next time, peace.
Peace.